Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Weed the people, Derek. This episode is going to be a battle between voters and legislators. So the question is, does your voice matter?
It should.
It should matter, but not in this case.
Not in this case. Yeah. And let's get into it. So South Dakota approved. So we covered this in a previous podcast episode mm-hmm. where we talked about all the states that legalized or passed, you know, initiatives. And one of them was South Dakota. This would have been in the 2019 election. And we also mentioned that the governor of South Dakota was very against this measure, right? So the people of South Dakota, in a country based on democracy, used their voice to pass an initiative that legalized cannabis for them, which is a human rights issue. The governor who was against this, Governor Kristi Noems, essentially found a roundabout way to strip this out. So one of the cool things about the way South Dakota did it was basically an amendment to their constitution. And because it was an amendment to their constitution, it would have been almost impossible once it was passed to remove it. The problem is in South Dakota, there's language in their constitution that says basically like you can't pass an initiative to change the constitution that has more than like one topic associated with it. And because this cannabis legalization, it would cause multiple downstream effects. So she somehow got a police officer, two police officers, to sue the state or the legislature.
Somehow. Air quotes. I honestly don't know.
But I don't either. But they were acting on her behalf. So they challenged this constitutionality of this, you know, amendment. And the judge, which she appointed in 2019, struck it down and removed it. So basically, in a nutshell, the people voted to amend their own constitution in their state. And then the governor had police officers sue the state to get this
on her behalf.
On her behalf. So, I mean, dude, it just like, if I was a voter in South Dakota, I would be so disheartened.
I'd be packing up my bags.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of, it's just junk, man. I mean, especially in my mind, it just goes against what our founding fathers fought.
So ultimately, in this case, in South Dakota, the voice of the people does not matter.
No, no. And I think in the next case we're going to bring up, which is what happened in Idaho, the matter is actually worse.
State of potatoes. What's going on there?
State of potatoes. Also, a mini version of Utah, or a large version of Utah, the way you want to look at it.
A lot of Mormon community?
Huge Mormon community. Mm. They have BYU Idaho there.
And BYU again, Idaho?
Yeah. So BYU is Brigham Young University. Mm. Brigham Young was the second prophet of the Mormon church. He is responsible for settling Utah. But a lot of Mormons have moved to, Mesa in Arizona, but also to Idaho. So they have BYU Idaho. So there's a large Mormon community there. And what happened here was they have a Republican dominated Senate, and Republican Senator Scott Groh, I think it's ironic that his last name was Groh, he said, as senators, we have a duty to protect our children, our families, our communities from the scourge of drugs and the drug culture, which we have seen go clear across this nation. And so what he's referring to is they basically passed a measure with two-thirds majority that essentially proposes a constitutional amendment that prohibits legalization of cannabis and any other psychoactive drug in the state. So what that means is, as a voter in the state of Idaho, you literally don't even get an opinion. You don't get a voice. You're not even allowed to vote on the issue because they're just going to block it from you. So, man, it's just, again, dude, it's super disheartening. It's super disheartening that people can do this.
That's very concerning. It is. It's not fair. It really isn't.
Yeah. So,
and it's right in your face. So it's like, like, hey, you don't have a choice and we're going to do this. And there's still nothing that you can do. So we're still going to do this.
Yeah. So the long and short of it is it has to pass through the House, right? If it passes through the House, then the voters can vote on it, in 2022. And if it has a majority, effectively the state of Idaho will no longer be able to pass any legislation because it's written into their constitution, on legalizing cannabis or any other psychoactive drug. Now, while that sucks, if you're listening to this and you live in Idaho and you disagree with that, leave. That's one of the powerful things about this country is that I can just go to another state. That, I mean, we're seeing this in California, right? Yep. People leaving in droves to come to Arizona.
Yeah, because Arizona, awesome. Texas, exactly.
Texas.
My fellow friends and family in South Dakota and Idaho, we welcome you. Arizona is now recreational, so come on over.
Absolutely. And the last thing that I think is really important here, more you know, philosophical, is we should have the right to put into our bodies what we see as advantageous, as long as we're not harming anybody else. Our founding fathers fought for freedom. They fought for democracy. They fought for the right to vote and to, you know, advocate on our own behalf. And so to see some of these things happen, I just think it's just a step in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
and it's definitely a step backwards. And it also speaks to the work that there is to be done still.
Yeah.
So in this community, in this, you know, culture of cannabis, it seems like we've made it past the threshold, right? Like we talked about the UN in a previous episode, basically saying that they're not going to schedule cannabis the same way they were before. And all this stuff is fantastic, but the fight is not over.
Especially when you're enveloped in it like us. You know, I mean, Arizona's been medically legal for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So it's like I don't know about you, but I'll speak for myself, often forget. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh. Until I go back to Missouri or Texas to go visit family, I'm like, oh yeah, about that. You can go to prison. Mm-hmm. You know, and there are many states that are still like this. And that is just... Oh man, it goes to the point of saying like there's still a lot of work that has to be done.
Yeah, I think the call to all of us is to not get so myopic, not to focus so much on these little victories, and to take a broader perspective and see that the legality of cannabis, its favor has waxed and waned. Same with alcohol, right? Like you can't imagine today alcohol being illegal, but it was at one point, and it could be in the future. And so we have to continue to advocate. We have to continue to be, representatives, positive representatives of the plant in all these things so that we don't fall into this situation again, because all it takes is a shift in power for the box to close again. Which is effectively what happened in 1970 with the Controlled Substances Act, in what started in the 1930s. So we just got to be aware as consumers. We don't want to, rest on our laurels, so to speak, and continue to be the best versions of ourselves as cannabis consumers, cannabis companies, cannabis industry, culture, et cetera, that we possibly can.
Love it, Philosophical D. Thanks for dropping the bombs. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Dose podcast. Of course, you can reach out to us on knowyourdosepodcast.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook. Feel free, leave a rating and review. We appreciate it. Hey, if you leave a rating, you leave a review, you mean it, it's genuine, we'll send you a nice, comfy t-shirt. Just send us your email, send us your address. Everybody, have a great week. Thank you so much. We're out. Hey everybody, quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real, none of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.